You're listening to the Fearless Inc. podcast, a place for all writers and anyone wanting to become more creative and productive in their lives. I'm your host, Arshalita Chisholm. This is episode 93. Poetry is about beauty and emotion. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Fearless Inc. podcast. I'm Arshalita, and thank you so much for being here with me today. It is April, finally. If you know anything about me, you know that April is my favorite month of the year. One, because it's my birthday month. My birthday was yesterday. And two, because it's National Poetry Month. And it's so ironic that I'm a poet and I was born during National Poetry Month. It's just too perfect, right? It's too perfect. But anyway, you guys, I'm so happy that you're here because this episode, we are going to kick off National Poetry Month, right? By celebrating this beautiful art form. And we are going to take a look at one of my absolute favorite poets ever, Nikki Giovanni. At its core, this quote, which the name of this episode, Poetry is About Beauty and Emotion, at its core, she's reminding us that poetry isn't just about words, right? It's about what the words carry. And that is really a poet's job, is we look at everything, anything and everything. We feel everything. Everything is something that could be written about. Beauty, emotion, a deep connection to the human experience. Poetry is where we can pour our hearts out, just put it all on the page, where we can reflect on the world around us, whatever is going on, and where we can find beauty in the smallest, most fleeting moments. But as Nikki Giovanni points out in this quote, poetry isn't just about, you know, a clever arrangement of words. It's more than that. It's a vehicle for emotion. It's an invitation to feel, to reflect, to connect. When a poet writes, they're looking at the world with a deeper lens. Every word, every line is intentionally chosen to evoke something, whether it's joy, sadness, anger, hope, peace. It's not just about the words themselves, but the feelings and experiences that those words bring to life. If you think about your favorite poem, right? Think about a poem that you read or maybe that you have heard at an open mic, and it's like your favorite poem. It might be a poem that made you smile, maybe one that brought tears to your eyes. Maybe it's a poem that made you see the world in a different way, a new way, or gave voice to something you were feeling but couldn't express. That's the magic of poetry. It's not just pen to paper. It's the emotions that jump off the page and connect us all. And that's why poetry is more than just words. It's a way for us to tap in deeper into ourselves and the world around us. Now, with April being National Poetry Month, there's no better time to dive in to the world of poetry and give it the attention it deserves. You know, it's 1 month out of the year. It should be every month, right? But it's the perfect opportunity to celebrate poets. You know, new poets, poets of the past, and explore the ways they bring beauty and emotion into our lives. Whether you're picking up a collection from Nikki Giovanni or Maya Angelou or Langston Hughes or discovering a brand new voice, you'll find that poetry has the power to transform and transcend. Every line, every word has the potential to open your eyes, to open your heart, and allow you to see something, to feel something that you didn't before. I remember growing up, and I started writing poetry probably when I was around 8 or 9 years old. I didn't even know what I was doing, but my Nana wrote poetry. She wrote beautiful poetry, and she wrote a lot of spiritual poetry, but she just gave me a notebook one day and told me, you know, that I could just write. I could write whatever I wanted. I could make the words rhyme, or they didn't have to rhyme. If I wanted to share what I wrote, I could share it or not. And it gave me such freedom. The fact that I could sit down and write whatever I wanted and to be clever and creative enough to make these words somehow come together and to create this picture, to create this world that was my own, that I could share if I wanted to or that I didn't have to. She gave me permission to just live through my words at such a young age. And I began to write poetry, I began to write stories, and eventually started sharing them. And it just grew and grew. And this love for language and words that never end, and the fact that I could put poems together about anything and everything, and just based on what I was feeling, based on what I saw, what I experienced, or living through someone else's experience in order to come up with something new to put on the page. It just never ends. It never ends. And that is the joy that poetry brings me, the fact that I'm able to do that and share that with other people. So during National Poetry Month, I just love being able to read my work, share my work, to connect with other poets, and just really dive into what this poetry life really is, to discover new poets, to reconnect with books that maybe I haven't read in a long time, or poets that I haven't, you know, sat down with and read their work in a long time. It is just a great opportunity to even support poets. You know, if you're not a poet, you probably know one. Okay, you know me. And the best way to celebrate the month is just to support the poets that you know, whether it's purchasing their books or supporting things that they're doing or going to see them at open mics or going to their book signings or spending time at the library, just looking at poetry books or learning more about poets from the Black Renaissance or new poets who are emerging now. It's always, you know, something to dip your toe into when it comes to poetry, and I encourage you to do that this month. So again, what can you do to celebrate National Poetry Month? Dive into some poetry. Maybe read a poem each day or revisit an old favorite poem. Maybe you have read poems, or maybe you remember back in the day when we used to watch Deaf Poetry Jam. Oh my God, some of the best poets ever in life graced that stage. And so they're all on YouTube. Go back and watch Deaf Poetry Jam. If you're feeling adventurous, write your own poetry. And don't worry about making it perfect. Just let the words flow. Support poets around you, whether they're sharing their work online, at open mics, or in your community. Attend a poetry event, buy a poetry book, or share a poem that moves you on social media. It's all about creating a culture of support and celebration this month for poets who are putting their hearts and souls on the line to share their truths with us. And remember, poetry is not just for experts or scholars. It's for everyone. It's for the dreamers, the thinkers, the storytellers, the feelers. It's for you. So let this month be a reminder that poetry is not just an art form, but a way of living, feeling, and experiencing the world around us. I encourage you to think about the beauty and emotion that Nikki Giovanni spoke about. Whether it's a poem that you made, or one that made you laugh, or one that made you pause and reflect, poetry has the ability to transform moments into something meaningful. So let's honor National Poetry Month by supporting poets, celebrating their words, and maybe even adding a little poetry to our own lives. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you're feeling inspired to embrace the beauty and emotion of poetry in your own life. So until next time, keep reading, keep writing, and keep celebrating the power of words. Take care.